Welcome you to episode 305 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, and tell you that this week we are brought to you by ExpressVPN. So what is a VPN? A VPN, it's simple. It's security. Listen, we don't have much choice in who our internet provider is. I know, like, I have Spectrum because everyone who lives around me in this area has Spectrum, and you might have Time Warner or whoever you have. That's what they do. And you know how these ISPs, the internet service providers, operate? They track your activity. They learn about you. They sell the information. You get pop-up ads, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully, you're not planning a capital uprising or anything like that. But whatever you're doing, they can watch you. Well, and if you're planning a capital uprising, ExpressVPN ain't going to help you. So forget that. All right, listen. ExpressVPN is an app. You put it on your computer, your phone, your tablet. It encrypts your network data, sends it through a secure VPN server so the ISP cannot see your activity. Okay? It's they don't know where you are. They don't know what it is. It eliminates all of those pop-ups and selling your info, etc., etc., etc. You need ExpressVPN. It's very simple. It's an app. You open it. It protects you. Okay? Doesn't slow your connection, doesn't affect anything else. I've used this even on my overseas travels, because in some other countries, you really have to worry about them monitoring or using somehow your internet activity. So a VPN, you need a VPN, and ExpressVPN is the one you need. Listen, stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell your information. Protect yourself with the VPN that I trust to keep me private online. Just visit expressvpn.com/Alonzo. That's expressvpn.com/Alonzo. And you know what? You get 3 extra months free. Okay? 3 months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Alonzo right now. Learn more. 3 months free. Surf safe. Thank you, ExpressVPN. So here we are, episode 305 of the podcast. Now, let me think. Anything interesting happened this week? Oh, yeah. We made it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Biden is the president of the United States. We are on our way back to sanity. I watched the inauguration yesterday. It was beautiful. Yes, Trump will brag that he had a bigger crowd, but we'll get to that later. That's the negative side. Look at the positivity. Just seeing the Obamas and by the way, you know, it's always a fashion thing with these things, dressed magnificently. Okay. The Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, all of them just looking great. You know, people were talking about, Lady Gaga had the bird on her dress. Lady Gaga wore a meat suit once, so we're good with the bird. And J-Lo, if she wore any more jewelry, it would have blinded the cameraman. Just looked magnificent. But more importantly, it's what was said. Joseph Biden gave a speech. He's attempting unification. He is far more forgiving than me of crazy-ass, angry, crap-ass Republicans, but I'm just going to give you a few highlights. I know you probably saw it. He called for an end to the uncivil war. He talked about a return to politics of mutual understanding, and here's a beautiful one, the rejection of misinformation. Quote, politics doesn't have to be a raging fire destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. We must reject the culture where facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured. You know what that means? No more alternative truth or alternative reality or what else do they call it? Oh, yeah. Bullshit. Yes. So So good to see, so good to hear. Personally, one of the things I loved was watching Justice Sotomayor give the oath to Kamala Harris, because, I mean, you want to talk about a beautiful moment. You want to talk about diversity hitting the White House, hitting the Capitol. Wow. The first Latina Supreme Court justice swears in the first female Black, Asian, Indian vice president. That was just a great moment. And the ultimate moment, and I hope you saw it, Amanda Gorman, the 22-year-old poet, stole the show. I mean, she was amazing. Her poem, so powerful. So listen, Black Girl Magic was at the White House. I would love to hear the conversation that Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris have with this young woman, Amanda Gorman, 22 years old, graduated from Harvard. I'm just going to read the last part of the poem. Please, if you didn't see it, go to video and watch this young woman read this poem, who silenced everyone and just purely brought hope and magic and class and beauty and everything else that we haven't seen in 4 years to the podium. She said, quote, When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light if we are only brave enough to see it, if we're brave enough to be it. Brave enough to be it, to be that light. Thank you, Amanda Gorman. What just amazing. If I said her name wrong, forgive me. I don't know why I keep mixing up Gorman and Graves. It's a mistake. I hope I didn't make it. But Amanda Gorman. And speaking of diversity, she graduated from Harvard, and so did Kelly McEnany, the liar-in-chief for Trump on the outgoing administration. Isn't that amazing that they both went to Harvard? I don't even know how that... What the hell's going on at Harvard? How can you do so well and do so poorly at the same school? I don't know. But anyway, forget about McEnany. Amanda Gorman, thank you. Thank you. On another note, the benediction, the final prayer. Just saying, could you somehow talk to these preachers and say, hey, that prayer is supposed to be shorter than Joe Biden's speech. Because, man, he was getting into it. I don't know. I went and got something to drink and came back. He was still going. I don't know. Might still be going now. Don't know. All joking aside, just what a great day. Trump, of course, just slinked out. Just garbage to the last. Garbage to the last. Before the inauguration, he got on Marine One. He flew down to Mar-a-Lago or wherever the hell he's going. He's a Florida man now. Now when they say a Florida man, we know who it is. Best thing about that was the one Trump supporter out there. Yeah, one by himself. Didn't, no capital attack this time around. No, just one. So he's garbage and he's gone, and I don't want to give him any more energy than that. Of course, he was handing out the pardons. He pardoned Steve Bannon, who hopefully the New York district attorney will now go after, because Bannon's charity fraud was in New York. He pardoned Lil Wayne. I think Lil Wayne had a gun at the airport and got a pardon. Good for him. He was giving out, you get a pardon, you get a pardon. If you gave him money, you got a pardon. So he's gone. Twitter's back, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. But again, I just want to, you know, I've been saying on the podcast, there's no good news. So I just want to savor the inauguration yesterday. Not just here, worldwide. Personally, I heard from friends in the UK. I heard from friends in Canada. World leaders all sending congratulations, saying thank God and America's back and so on and so forth. A lot of backhanded Trump slaps going from different leaders around the world. And now, of course, the, you know, right wing will be, oh, we have to get on the apology tour. Remember when they said that about Barack Obama? It was the apology tour, and now Joe Biden, oh, he's apologized. Yeah, we have to apologize to other countries. You know why? Because when you've been an asshole for 4 years, you have to apologize. Right away, Joe Biden got us back into the Paris Accords. Again, I'm going to talk about that in a minute because it's really funny, but we're back in the World Health Organization, and hopefully we will be able to get back to respectability on the world stage and get some work done. He also put scientists on the coronavirus. I know, that's unique. And he signed a bill. So Mexico's off the hook. We're not building the wall, so I guess Mexico doesn't have to pay for it. I'm sure they're happy about that. Biden's been signing executive orders like Trump signs blank piece of papers to look like he was working. So that's it. There were a lot of celebrations, a lot of great performances, just a positive atmosphere. I'm sure we all wish there wasn't COVID to deal with and people could have been out there, but still they were good. And we got a meme out of it because Bernie was sitting up there in his mittens, and yeah, you will see Bernie in his mittens everywhere. I think the funniest place I've seen him so far was in a bathtub with Prince. Oh my God, America, guess what? We're laughing again, and they're not laughing at us. They're laughing with us. What a change. Wow. I'm laughing because it's so much fun. The terrorists. And you know who used this word who I loved? Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi corrected a reporter in doing an interview on MSNBC and said, they're terrorists. So the terrorists who attacked the Capitol a couple of weeks ago, it seems they were just caught up in the moment. This is their defense. This is what's coming up again and again. Barton Shively, an ex-Marine from Pennsylvania, arrested for assaulting a police officer. I was caught up in the moment. Adam Johnson, the idiot who was walking out with Nancy Pelosi's podium. I was caught up in the moment. Jenna Ryan, the realtor from Texas, who flew in a private... She was caught up in the moment as she got in her private jet and went to D.C. And she asked Trump for a pardon, but she forgot to write that check. But it's okay. She was caught up in the moment. It is... yeah. And now, I do have one question. And this goes out to Karens. What does it take for a Karen to have to stay in jail? I'm just wondering, because the woman who stole Nancy Pelosi's computer has been let out of jail. What's her name? Riley June Williams, yeah. Judge Martin Carlson, you're not going to remember. I'm not going to remember, but this is the guy's name. Judge Carlson said that Riley June Williams should be released into the custody of her mother with travel restrictions. After stealing a laptop computer from the office of the Speaker of the House, what does it take to put these people in jail, specifically these white women? Are you kidding me? And this isn't even an imagine a black guy did it or whatever. You stole a laptop from the Speaker of the House and attempted to sell it to the Russians. Of course, you wouldn't get anywhere near that because you're too stupid. But still, you have to stay home with mom. That's the punishment. I just don't get that. I just don't understand it. It is horrible. I know we're staying positive. We got the inauguration. We got Black Girl Magic going on in D.C. in the White House. But these people should be prosecuted. Prosecuted. And not these slaps on the wrists. Why are any of them, they're terrorists. Why are they allowed out of jail? How do you get bail if you've attacked the Capitol of the United States? I just don't understand it. You're on camera carrying the podium. You stole a computer. I don't get it. So I said I would talk a little more about the Paris Accords. You know, the stupidity just, wow. So Ted Cruz, and by the way, the flips of some of these people, like to watch McConnell blame the capital terrorism on Trump and act like he was outraged. I didn't know turtles could do backflips in midair, but apparently they could. And that's with all due respect to real turtles. Whenever I call McConnell a turtle, I feel bad for real turtles. Completely flipped. And with a straight face, just Tucker Carlson. Well, I'll get to Tucker Carlson in a minute. I'm sorry. Ted Cruz, another scumbag. Somehow he's at the inauguration after voting to ignore the legitimate election, after voting to throw out the votes of people in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio. After all of that, he shows up at the inauguration. And like I said, one of the first things that Biden did was get us back into the Paris Climate Agreement. So Ted Cruz, now wrap your head around this stupid. Ted Cruz tweets, "By rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, President Biden indicates he's more interested in the views of the citizens of Paris than in the jobs of the citizens of Pittsburgh." And that is where I said Twitter works again. Because Twitter jumped all over it. First of all, you idiot. The Paris Climate Agreement doesn't mean protect the people of Paris. It means that's where the world leaders met when they came up with the agreement. But to say he's more interested in the jobs of Pittsburgh, you know where Pittsburgh is? In Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, that would be one of the states that you wanted to nullify their votes. Twitter tore them apart. Because it's a level of stupid that you just... He's a senator. They should get rid of him just out of embarrassment. Just like, look, we can't, you're too stupid. We can't have you. The Paris Agreement is to protect the people of Paris. Yeah, you're going to have to leave and go to, you know, there's a lot of online schools open right now because of the pandemic. We're going to sign you up for one. Tucker Carlson, and this is also amazing because Biden said we're going to go to war against white supremacy. Tucker Carlson said, well, let's be clear. He wants to know what a white supremacist is. Well, Tucker, if your camera, if TV actually worked the way paranoid people think, and you could see who's watching you, you'd see what white supremacists look like. You know what they look like, Tucker? They look like this asshole Kevin Seafried carrying a Confederate flag into the Capitol when they rioted and attacked it. Or maybe you'll see some asshat hugging my pillow. That would be what a white supremacist look like. Now, granted, white supremacists are difficult to recognize because they're not exactly supreme-looking people. They look pretty bad, generally. They tend to like a lot of camouflage and fake military gear, and their body armor doesn't quite cover the belly. You got to get body armor, then you got to get extended belly armor. That would be an indication. Yeah, whenever you see Confederate statues and people hanging around or a bunch of incel men, that's they're not hard to spot, Tucker. They're watching you. That's it. Let's enjoy this week. Let's enjoy this moment. I made fun of the idiots because you can't, Paris Agreement. He cares more about the people of Paris. You can't write something better than that. You can't. Did they not have a staff? I say this over and over. Before they tweet, before they say anything publicly, do they not have a staff that's like, oh, wait a minute. No, stupid. Forrest Gump was on this week. It was on a few times and I was watching it. And I would hate to be on a bus stop next to Forrest Gump because holy shit, talk about talking your ear off. But mama did say stupid is as stupid does, and Ted Cruz wanted to give you an example of that. Finally, This is pretty cool. Speaking of social media, which, by the way, in banning Twitter, they said that the complaints about election falsehood and all of that dropped over 60%. So, yeah, it was Trump. But anyway, think back, kids. Remember MySpace? I remember MySpace because back when I won Last Comic Standing, when I was doing Last Comic Standing, MySpace was out there. And I had tens of thousands of MySpace friends. Don't know where you're at today, but if you're listening, thank you. There was Tom. Tom was everybody's first friend on MySpace. As soon as you joined, Tom sent you a friend request, and you had Tom. Now, what some people may have forget, and I didn't realize it was that big, but MySpace was the largest social networking site in the world from 2005 to 2008. And Tom sold it for $580 million, and he retired before 40 with that money. And where's Tom today? Tom's traveling the world. He is a photographer and he does amazing pictures. He has houses in various places around the world. And he's doing great. Tom's happy. So I say, good for you, Tom. Thank you for MySpace. Thank you for the early days of social media. And now there's a talk of the tech giants and the freedom of speech and blah, blah, blah. Listen, freedom of speech is not speech without penalty for saying the wrong thing. That's what they don't get. But Tom, you done good, and it's kind of nice to read that Tom left with $580 million, got over 7 million followers on the new social media program platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. And he's living his dream. So good for you, Tom. You won. You know who else won? We did. We got a new president. United States of America. Insanity is gone. Intelligence, reasonableness is back. We're going to believe in science again. We're not going to say there are very good people on both sides when white supremacists attack. You know? So thank you. We've done well. Let's enjoy it. Have a great week. Have a fantastic weekend. I know there's a big winter storm supposed to hit the East Coast, so stock up, stay inside, and you know what? You don't have to stock up on toilet paper. We're past that. I hope you get your vaccine. I hope you're healthy and everything else. And you know what? Just go watch Amanda Gorman read her poem and realize how great America can be. Forget about that asshat. Make America great again? Yeah, Trump, we did. We got rid of you. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Alonzo Bowden. Listen, I got too excited over the inauguration. I was calling episode 306, episode 305. You guys have been listening. You know I've done this before. Forgive me. We're up to 306. It doesn't matter what the number is. We got a new president. Thank you.